Hello, and thank you for taking the time to view this daily devotional, and also for having the ambition to know more about God's Word. Have you ever been down so low that the only direction you could move was up? Has it ever seemed that the entire world was pressing in on you from all sides? Did you ever contemplate giving up the good fight? Sadly, sometimes, yes, even as Christians, we can feel that the situation is hopeless, and that there is really no need to look for any light at the end of the tunnel. So sometimes we just put our head down, put on our helmet, and trudge on facing the problems of life head on by ourselves. The world teaches us that the only way to get anywhere is to rely on oneself, or that we should get ourselves back into the game by pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps. The Bible, however, sheds a little different light on this subject. Our scripture today is taken from the 143rd Psalm. This is a psalm of David. In his life, David had his ups and downs too. Some of his better times came when he slew Goliath and when he shared his friendship with Jonathan. We've all heard these stories before. And he definitely hit his lows when he sent Uriah, that is Bathsheba's husband, to the front lines of war to be killed so he could have Bathsheba for himself. Another low he hit was when he lost his son that Bathsheba bore to him. Now let's go back to our scripture. Our scripture will read as follows in Psalm 143, verses 1 and 2. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications, and in your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. We see in verse 1 that David is pleading with the Lord to hear his prayer, and also pleads for the Lord to hear his supplications. So he's kind of begging here. But what we need to take note of is found in the balance of our scripture. Let's look at the remaining phrases and ideas attached to them. In your faithfulness, answer me. God is always faithful, and we can only strive to be faithful. And in your righteousness, God is always righteous, and we can only try to be righteous. Verse 2 has these statements. Do not enter into judgment with your servant. We need to remember that we are servants and not the master. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. We need to remember that God is the best example of righteousness. With these ideas, we need to realize that we cannot lean on our own faithfulness and righteousness to pull us through our rougher times. Proverbs 3 verse 5 states that we are to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. But we can strive to live faithfully and pray often in both good and tough times. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it is stated that we are to pray without ceasing. We can remember that no matter what life throws at us, and whether we are having a good day or a bad day, we have to give all our stresses and thankfulness to God.